At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, it's the old debate, Diesel. Which comes first? You know the old debate.
Chicken?
Yep.
Chicken.
Yep. Or the?
Chicken.
Or the egg.
Eggs.
That's right. That's the question that I'm asking in this very segment. Not the chicken, not the egg, but which will come first? Clemson fans, South Carolina fans, want to hear from you as well at 844-326-3663. We always give best case, worst case. We've done it a million times. Diesel, we already know what it is. So there's no point in us spending 20 minutes in a segment talking about the best case and worst case for Clemson and Dabo Swinney. It's actually better to get the opinions of you and the Tolos, and I'll give you mine as well, when it comes to not what is worst case scenario, not what is best case scenario, but which, if you put your prediction hat on for a minute, which of the two will happen first, the rebirth or the end? That is the question I am asking, that we are asking on this Thursday edition of Wire to Wire. Welcome in. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. We're going to the phone lines in just a second. But first, Tolos, if you just tuned in, we want to hear from you when it comes to this very question. You can text the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. You can leave your comment in the stream, or you can watch the show on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or you can do like Matt and just pick up the phone and call the show. That's what Matt did. That's what you should do as well. Also, continue to get your upset picks in at 844-326-3663. We need 20 upset picks just in this very segment. So, while you're mulling on that, while you're thinking about that, let's go to Matt from Ohio, who always provides a very unique perspective on Clemson. Matt, I want to hear your thoughts. I also want to hear you answer the question in your mind from an outsider perspective, from the outside looking in. Which will happen first in your mind? Best case scenario for Clemson or worst case scenario for the Tigers?
Well, I'm going to say this, guys. I wanted to give you guys some major props on the Wisconsin comments. Back in the day when Barry Alvarez coached Wisconsin, nobody in the Big Ten wanted to play those guys. They could run the ball on everybody. You know, you think about some of the backs they had, Ron Dayne and some of those other guys, and they were just a tough out. So Wisconsin was at one time a very proud program, and I'm sure they still are. Same thing with Pat Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald is a guy who did more with less because of just the admissions constraints at Northwestern. And, I mean, if you look at their stadium and their facilities, and I've been there, it's better. But, you know, back when Fitzgerald started there, it was nothing like it was today. Now, in talking about Clemson, I'm going to tell Clemson fans, and I've told you guys this a couple times, that I think you're going to be fine, and I think the ship will be righted if Dabo Swinney does two things. And the first thing you guys have heard me talk about forever is the transfer portal. I think the second thing, though, that needs talked about is assistant coaches. You know, Tom Allen, I think his record at Indiana was something like 33-50 or something like that. He was a guy who took a program from terrible to decent. But I think there's a huge difference between a coach who goes from terrible to decent and a coach who goes from good to great and from great to the pinnacle. And when you're Clemson, the expectation is the pinnacle. I'm thinking that Dabo Sweeney's going to adapt. I hope he does. I respect him as a coach. I think he does things the right way. I think he's loyal. But I'm going to tell you guys that, like, if you look at Ohio State and some of the coordinators they've had, you know, there were a lot of question marks. Ryan Day was taking heat over Chip Kelly. You know, how's that going to work? You know, this year up there, he got a little guff over Matt Patricia. Both those have seemingly been home runs. So I think Clemson's going to be fine if Dabo can adapt to the portal and he can figure out the assistant coaches. Because, you know, if you look at what's historically separated the SEC from a lot of other conferences, you know, yeah, they're paying their head coaches big money, but they're paying the assistant coaches a ton. Mm-hmm. And the game is just so complex, and it's so, I mean, winning is difficult in college football today, and there is parity. Those assistants make a bigger difference today than they ever have. So I feel like if Clemson can get a hold of the portal and they can get their arms wrapped around the portal and they can get their arms wrapped around these assistants, you know, and you see that, you know, South Carolina made a move already, I think they're going to get the ship righted pretty quick.
It's a good comment. So with that being said, Matt, you would say which comes first? You would say the rebirth for Dabo and Clemson would come first.
I would say so. I mean, I don't even know that I would say it's a rebirth. I mean, he's having a bad year, but I think he still gets good talent. It's just I think he needs to add some pieces, and I think he needs to shore up the assistant coaches. And I think, you know, I would be very surprised if Clemson fans see these results next year.
Matt, you know, when I was thinking about Wisconsin, I was thinking about the James White era when he was the running back there at Wisconsin. Nobody wanted to see that guy coming at him from a defensive line perspective because he was an absolute monster. And they had a stretch a couple of years in a row where they had really, really good running backs. And Wisconsin, they just gotten on a run of finding elite guys. But you raised an interesting question there about Tom Allen. Yeah, he was at Indiana. He took them from trash to respectable, at least by Indiana standards. And then he had one really great year at Penn State as the DC. And I'm not trying to cast any stones or throw any stones at Tom Allen. He is a well-respected coach. Did he just so happen to get really lucky and have a phenomenal year at Penn State? And that all of a sudden makes him, galvanizes him as some kind of defensive genius? Or is he just struggling more at Clemson this year for some odd reason?
I think it's difficult to say, but yeah. I mean, Penn State has a similar talent as, I believe, as Clemson, as Ohio State. You know, you're getting top-level talent when you're in those top 10 programs. I mean, you're getting NFL players.
Sure.
I didn't think Tom Allen was a great DC at Penn State, to be real honest. I mean, you know, he would beat the teams. He was like James Franklin. He would beat teams that he was favored to beat, and in high-profile games against top 10 teams, he was very pedestrian, if below average.
Hey, Matt, always appreciate the call, man. Call anytime.
Appreciate you, Matt.
I'll say this. I want to touch on something he said. And by the way, Tolos, if you just tuned in, just get off work, get at home. Number one, appreciate you listening to the show. Number two, want to hear from you, whether you're a Clemson fan, South Carolina fan, or an App State fan. Diesel's rocking his App State shirt today. My favorite version of the logo, by the way. I like the yellow shirt you have better. Is it the... Which
it's
one?
A golf polo shirt. It's a dry. It's a Nike Dry Fit with this Mountaineer.
I like that.
It's here.
That's my favorite. I like that yellow. I want to touch on something Matt brought up when it comes to Dabo. When we're asking the question, the rebirth or the end of the story, not worst case, best case, but which one do we actually see happening? Like if we actually take a hard look and say, okay, we've talked about what if, but what actually does happen? Let's just be blunt. Let's be honest about it. I think what Matt brought up with the assistant coaches has been the downfall. And you know, Dabo Sweeney said something the other day about trusting his instincts. And Diesel, we've talked about this a million times, but I think this current staff is where Dabo's gone wrong. And you know, Matt just said Clemson has talent. I believe they have talent as well. I think the rebirth can come very quickly. I believe the rebirth of Dabo Swinney and Clemson can come very, very quickly if he gets rid of these guys on staff. I don't think this staff is getting the most out of the guys that are there. And it all, we talked about this a couple of days ago. I think it all starts with the recruiting and Tyler Grisham and what Mickey Khan's doing in the secondary. And I don't have the list in front of me, Diesel, who Dabo's going to fire when the season's over. But I think those two guys are going to be on the list. One of them I think will be. I don't know about the other. But I think if you take this staff, flip it on its head, bring in guys. Oh, and by the way, you brought in Garrett Riley. And you said, hey, Garrett Riley, you come in with my quarterback. No, you can't bring any of your assistants. Garrett Riley, you come in as the offensive coordinator, and you work with my Clemson buddies. Think about that. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, Garrett, you come in. Here's my quarterback. Here's my Clemson buddies. Now go win a championship. So while we have been very hard on Garrett Riley didn't get to bring anybody in. And we've talked about this. I believe Garrett Riley does call his style of, I think Garrett Riley calls what he wants to call. I don't buy into the fake narrative of he's calling a Clemson offense. I just think a large part of it has to do with when you bring in Tom Allen, you bring in Garrett Riley, Diesel, you're also saying, look at these Clemson buddies of mine. These are your top assistants that you have to work with. That's not fair to Tom Allen and Garrett Riley.
And there's been plenty of accusations about this, that Dabo has tried to implement a Clemson way, and then Garrett Riley has to operate inside of that Clemson way. Maybe he has the illusion of autonomy as the OC at Clemson, but he really has to kind of do what Dabo wants him to do. And that's kind of true of any employer, right? I mean, no OC, nobody in America can do whatever they want unless you are the CEO of the company. That's kind of how it works. When you're the tippy-top dog, you can do whatever you want, assuming it's not illegal. But he brings up an interesting point there about salaries and about how much different programs are paying around the country. Clemson is highly competitive when it comes to the salaries that Garrett Riley and Tom Allen are making. Garrett's making around $1.75 million this year. Tom Allen's making 1.9 this year.
Yep.
You compare that to the highest paid coordinator. Now, granted, this is the highest paid coordinator. I don't know what the average coordinator salary is in the SEC, but the highest paid coordinator in the SEC is Pete Golding at Ole Miss. He's making $2.6 million. I do wonder, Cole, if Dabo, who's making a lot of money, wouldn't say, you know what, why don't you shave $1 million off of my salary for the OC, shave $1 million off of my salary for the DC, and go out and hire the absolute best. Go out and hire Pete Golding. You know what? We'll give him three. Ole Miss is giving him 2.6. We'll give him three. Take it out of my salary.
Here's the reality of it. I'm not saying that doesn't matter, but if you go hire Pete Golding, you can go hire Urban Meyer. But if you're not allowing them to bring in who they want to bring in, I think that's a big, big, big part of this Clemson conversation that we're having with these lower-level assistant coaches who are Clemson guys, Dabo's guys who have been there. You talk about safety, defensive line, recruiting. I can name all four or five right now who are just good old Clemson boys that Dabo's hired. You can bring in the best coordinators in the world, but Diesel, it is clown you-know-what. Yeah. To bring a guy in and then not let that guy bring his assistants in, that's not how this works. And I hope and pray that that's the biggest lesson Dabo Swinney has learned.
Yeah, it's. But then again, you know, you're Dabo Swinney and you are hiring your DC, and then you're hitching the success in the eyes of the college football world based on the guy that Tom Allen wants to bring in that you don't even know.
That's right. You're right, but guess what?
So you're trusting that Tom knows what he's doing when it comes to hiring his assistants.
But your way didn't work. Your way didn't work. We gave you your chance. Your way didn't work, Dabo. So that's my point. You're right. It's risk involved, but gosh, Dabo's way didn't work. So, like, hey, when something don't work, Diesel, what do? You try something different.
Well, when it comes to mitigating risk, and we'll see what happens in this offseason if Dabo Swinney leans more into the transfer portal, because we saw Will Helt play really well. He's played really well all
Unbelievable.
Season.
Unbelievable.
And help me, I'm blanking on his name, the wide receiver. Tristan Smith. They named him captain this week. You don't name somebody captain if you don't believe in them, right? There are plenty of players that get away from Clemson who eventually enter the transfer portal from whatever school they ultimately chose. Why is Dabo not using the transfer portal as a second chance to re-recruit the guys that he believed in the first place?
Yeah.
If there's an elite running back and you're a little short, he ended up going to Georgia Tech, you know, and he says after a year, okay, I don't like Georgia Tech, I'm going to go somewhere else. Why are you not going all in to get a guy that you wanted to bring in the first place?
Well, maybe, just maybe, Dabo Swinney seeing Will Helt and Tristan Smith play like they played this year will help open his eyes to say, huh, this thing's not so bad after all. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. Matt Kraft on the phone, weighing in on the topic of conversation. What's up, Matt Kraft?
Yo, I don't just agree with this, man. I agree so much that I think that we should implement this idea in math, right? With this idea that the athletic director, right? Let me give you an example here. This is bringing you back to your very first segment of the show, just FYI.
Look at you, Tolo.
I think, hey, so let's take an example. Let's take Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma athletic director is going in. He needs a new football coach. And what did we say for like a decade, two decades, maybe even three, about Oklahoma football? They were really good offensively, but what were they really bad at?
Defense.
Defense.
That's the
entire Big 12, but especially, you know, Oklahoma and Texas at the time, right? So they were poor on defense. So as an athletic director, you go, hey, I'm here. It's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire my head coach that has a specialty in what I need that I think would fix our football program, hence defense. So you go and you hire Brent Venables. But here's what you should do, right? After that point, Brent Venables is your head coach, right? But he has no say-so in how you pitch. So you're going to go get your coordinators. You hire a defensive coordinator, of course, but then you also hire an offensive coordinator that you, as the athletic director, believes can then come in and complement the head coach specialty that you have hired. So what you're doing is that offensive coordinator, he can bring his assistants because he's not hired by the head coach. He's hired by the athletic director.
Shouldn't matter, though. Right? So you should be able to bring assistants.
But that's what I'm saying. They can, though, Cole. They can bring their assistants, and it wouldn't be told any which way or another. That's what I'm saying, other than the head coach. The head coach, his only job is to be there to run the program, right, and his specialty, which is why we hired him.
Yeah, the reality is it sounds like a bunch of excuses.
But Madcraft, isn't that what we're essentially setting up GMs in college football to do? We're setting up GMs to run the program. Why don't we just hire coaches whose only job it is and specialty it is to coach? We don't need to hire a coach and turn him into a CEO. We've already hired a CEO in the form of a college program GM. Let the coaches coach.
Right. Right, but at that point in time, then I would make an argument, well, what is Shane Beamer?
Special teams coordinator. And so
okay.
Cole said something really interesting earlier, and I didn't get a chance to rebut him. He said that we know that Shane Beamer is a really good coach. Do we know that Shane Beamer is a really good coach?
I do.
I think we know that Shane Beamer is a really good person.
No.
I don't think anybody is doubting that Shane Beamer is a really good person. I think so far there's been a lot of ups and downs. So to me, the jury's still out on how good of a coach he is, because I look at more than just his record. I look at who he hires. That's part of being a coach. You got to be able to hire the right guys. I also look at how he holds himself and composes himself on the sidelines, which is iffy. We saw it. We saw him lose his mind on Mike Shula last week. We saw him boot a cooler so hard that it broke his foot. We've seen him sulk and pout and do all these things. I mean, all of those things are wrapped up in being a coach.
And you know what else is wrapped up in being a coach? Putting in the amount of years that he's put in coaching, leading his way up to South Carolina, recruiting the guys that he's recruited. And, oh, by the way, go back to the Gamecocks when they were in their prime. Go look at the guys that Shane Beamer brought to South Carolina when he was an assistant. So you can't just tell me just because he's done bad at South Carolina, he's not a good coach because I think he's a good person. No, Beamer has a track record. Go back and look at what the guy's done. I think it's a little disrespectful. Go back and look at what he's done. He is a really good football coach. He has a proven track record.
Hold on. Now, time out. Now, there is nothing disrespectful about this. I did not put any kind of shame on Shane Beamer.
No, he's talking about me.
Diesel.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But he also said to the show that you want coaches that have offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator experience. And Shane Beamer had none
of that.
That's
what I'm saying. Maybe
he had experience as a special teams coordinator. And what has South Carolina been really good at under Shane Beamer? Special teams.
But hey, look, I'm gonna get over here, but I want to finish with this real quick. How funny is it? Me, look at me in the modern world arguing for more Jerry Joneses.
Yeah,
more
that's
Jerry
true.
Joneses.
That's true. Madcraft, appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the call.
Let's go to Tom in Somerville. What's up, Tom?
Hey guys. So I got a question before I get to Cole's question. Why is Dabo making $11 million a year? You know, the last couple years have been nothing but a downright disgrace.
Tom, let me ask you a really simple question, Tom. Have you ever allowed your employer to lower your salary?
No.
There you go. That's your answer right there.
I'm not a football coach.
That's your answer right there. You would not stay at a job if your employer said, hey, Tom, we really like you. We like the work that you used to do, but you're not doing what you used to. We're going to take 10% of your salary back. You wouldn't stay at that job anymore. That's why.
Well, Brent Venables took a pay cut, and, you know, it helped them out. And, you know, I just, you know, as much as I hate Clemson, you know, Clemson fans, some of them are nice people, but at the end of the day, they're still Clemson fans, okay? And they're never gonna be able to relive that magic that they had from 2016 to 2018 and into 2019. That feeling they had is gone as long as Dabo's the coach. So in all honesty, with Dabo, you know, Cole, I caught the end of it, but I don't see.
Uh-oh. Hang on, Tom. That was our accident. We accidentally cut you off, Tom. Say that again.
I was saying I caught the end of what Cole said earlier, but this is never going to get turned back around in the direction in which Clemson fans expect and want. But, you know, they say if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. And I'm sitting here begging Dabo not to fix it. Don't fix anything. Keep making yourself look stupid, because I have thoroughly enjoyed that this year. Watching Clemson get beat every week to powerhouses like Duke and Syracuse, I have absolutely loved it. So for that, I do want to tell Dabo thank you. But those wins, those championships, whatever you want to call it, it's never going to happen again. So, you know, Clemson, you can go find your next coach. But 2016, 2018, those are just outliers, and you'll never experience that again.
Tom, could I propose a trade and get your thoughts on whether or not you think this trade would work?
Okay.
I think Liberty needs to trade Jamie Chadwell to Clemson, because Jamie Chadwell will do anything to win. And Clemson needs to trade Dabo Swinney to Liberty. That way he can go over there and preach his own gospel.
As long as Hugh Freeze is his offensive coordinator. Because then, I mean, you've got two, you know, God-fearing men right there at Liberty, and they're ready to win some football games. Sign me up.
Thanks, Tom.
Sign me up. Go Gamecocks!
All right, let's keep it going. Kevin wants to weigh in on in this very segment. Then we're going to run off to a break. What's up, Kevin?
Well, I couldn't help but I was listening to that guy that was said the athletic director should hire the head coach that's got his philosophy and then go hire an offensive coordinator. There's literally no head coach in the United States or athletic director that's going to do that. I've been seeing that mess on the X app. That Donati needs to be the one that hires the offensive coordinator. Why? Why should he be? What is his experience that makes him say, well, that's what I want? We either have to allow a head coach to hire their person or you fire that head coach.
Yeah.
If you don't trust them enough to hire the coordinators that they think is going to fulfill their vision on the field, then you don't have them as your head coach.
And ultimately, nobody that's what they're getting paid to do.
That's exactly what they're getting paid to do. The athletic director has to deal with literally every sport down there. He has to meet with boosters for every sport. He's got all his administrative work. You don't have time to even focus on what the football team should be doing outside of producing wins on the football field.
Well, Kevin, you know, you said what would make Jeremiah Donati qualified to hire an offensive coordinator? Nothing, because his background is in athletic fundraising. He worked with the Arizona Wildcat Club, the Washington State Cougar Athletic Fund, and the Cal Poly University Mustang Club. He is a fundraiser. That is his job. You know what they also do when it's time to hire a new coach? They hire a search firm. You know, his job is to hire the people who know how to hire the right person rather than him doing it himself. But to this point, Shane Beamer has not been what anyone would call wildly successful when it comes to hiring offensive coordinators. So there is some logic there to say that maybe Shane isn't the most qualified person to hire an OC.
Well, then he's got
to
go. Then you fire him. That's what. If that's the case, you fire him.
I'm not arguing that point. Yeah. If he's not confident enough to hire to get a damn hire
then
right
you,
this
you,
time,
you fire
then
you the
fire
guy.
Him
that's
and he
right.
doesn't work there anymore.
Yep, I agree with that.
That's all I'm saying. That's all. Literally nobody does that.
Yeah.
That would be like the radio, and I don't know the radio industry. In my business, that would be like my boss hiring someone and sending them to my office and saying, hey, I hired you this person.
But see, Ray Tanner, Jeremiah Donati's predecessor, Ray Tanner was a coach. So at least, you know, he theoretically should have known how to hire the right baseball coach. That didn't go super well 100%. Either. So,
exactly right.
You know, he at least comes from an athletic background and should have a skill at hiring good coaches, but it didn't necessarily turn out very well that way either.
No, it didn't, and you don't always do it right. And honestly, I'm a huge Gamecock fan, Cole. You know that. I watch every game, mm-hmm. even if we're getting beat to death.
Yeah.
And I loved Shane Beamer at first, but I mean, he's not done anything.
Well, for me, you've got to get this hire right, and if you don't, he's gone. That's where
I am. I mean, if he worked, I think I called him before and mentioned it. If he worked literally at any other SEC school right now, except maybe Kentucky, he would have already been fired.
Yeah.
Jay
the expectations, yeah.
I don't know if you heard yesterday, if you were listening, Kevin, but, you know, we had Bill Bender on, and he's a national college football guest. He said hiring a head coach is always kind of a crapshoot. You never really know. It's always
but,
no, a don't. Gamble.
But my whole thing is, Kevin, like, yes, it's a gamble. I agree with that. But my whole thing is has Beamer dropped the ball and fell short? Yes, I think he has. But how important have we seen how important are assistant coaches? Ask Dabo Swinney. Ask Lane Kiffin right now how important it is to have good coordinators. And that ultimately falls back on him because he's got a great DC. He hadn't hired a great OC, so it does fall back on him. But this era of college football, you've got to have good coordinators if you're not the one calling the shots.
And it's 100% his responsibility
right.
to get that hire right. And if not, and you don't trust him as an athletic director, then you fire him.
Yeah.
He has no business being there. You don't – these wild takes, I know they're great for radio and they're great for the X apps and the clickbaits, but, man, some of them just blow my dang mind. You know?
I'm with you.
Literally nobody would do that. That guy would not put himself in Shane Beamer's shoes
and allow the AD to hire his assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Whoever the guy was that called, there's no way that he would.
Madcraft, by the way. Kevin, thanks for the call, man, as always. Texter says a lot of times a head coach fires a coordinator to lengthen the lifespan of the head coach and a little longer. Once things don't change, the head coach is gone. That's very true. Lefty Tiger going at Tom Diesel. Lefty Tiger says, we will keep the memories, Tom, and feelings and trophies from 16 to 18, and you enjoy your empty trophy cases and hopes. Well, y'all do have that ACC championship from 69 to remember. Ooh. Lefty Tiger going at Tom in Somerville. I love it, man. Well, I love it.
Our next guest does not have empty trophy cases. He is loaded up with awards because he is simply amazing. Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper talking South Carolina Gamecocks with us next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We've still got Clay Hendricks coming up on the show in the very next hour. So if you're a Furman Paladin fan, I know, tough loss, but it's all right. We're going to rebound this week, right? We're going to rebound. We have Clay Hendricks coming up at 6:22 as we talk to Coach Hendricks every Thursday in the final hour of the show. So stay tuned for that. But Diesel, want to give a big, big shout out here to this week's, the Week 10 Fan Upstate Player of the Week. So typically, you and I have the Fan Upstate Player of the Week on the radio each week. We've interviewed them, what, 9 or 10 times this year?
Yep.
And they're all exceptional athletes. And there were a ton of exceptional athletes this past Friday. However, there were none more exceptional than BJ Filson. BJ is who I named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week for Week 10. And BJ Filson is a running back at Fountain End High School. And if you know BJ, it's got a lot of traction on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, because the video is truly sensational. Sometimes, Diesel, people in life just deserve to be recognized. And I truly believe that BJ Filson, who is special needs, deserves to be recognized today for getting in the game on Friday and scoring on a play that Coach Brett Nichols let him name, title the play, called Battle Cry. And not only did BJ Filson get in the game, there's a video of it. I've retweeted it at the Cole Bryson. Diesel, BJ Filson, our Fan Upstate Player of the Week, scored a touchdown. So he is our Fan Upstate Player of the Week.
I am attempting to find this video.
I just retweeted it right now, like seconds ago.
Just retweeted it.
Yep, Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports posted it. It was on Go Fountain End Sports, and Trey talked about it. He said it's a touching story. BJ Filson has special needs. He's a beloved member of Fountain End's football team. The kids love him. And Diesel, again, Friday night, the team designed and called a play for Filson to try to rush for a touchdown. And they did not allow Filson to be denied. Just freaking awesome,
well,
isn't it?
You can see he gets his handoff here on the right hip of the quarterback, and he runs right into pressure.
Yeah.
Defensive lineman got through the line and basically stood him up, but he kept pushing.
He did.
That's a heck of a play.
And how about his quarterback, Sam Holliday, who is a fantastic quarterback at Fountain End, dual threat guy, number 2 ranked dual threat quarterback in South Carolina. He's a really good quarterback. That was Sam Holliday you saw behind him, pushing him in. So just a really touching video. I know BJ's mom and others I've seen on Facebook have just, and Twitter and social media have just been elated because this kid's getting a lot of attention and publicity, rightfully so. I saw the picture of him and Coach Brett Nichols, and when I let Coach Nichols know, Diesel, that he was the player of the week, Coach Nichols told BJ, and BJ was super excited. So just shout out to BJ, shout out to Coach Nichols and that team. Just so you know how it works, Diesel, every week we get stats from most schools. And then I, on Sundays, will text most of the coaches who won and say, hey, Coach, you got any Player of the Week candidates? Well, all of them send back 2 or 3 guys every week, and they do a great job. Coach Brett Nichols Sunday sent back, and he said, hey, BJ Filson, he's who I like to nominate for Player of the Week. And just congratulations to BJ. If you hear this, buddy, we're proud of you. You go. You did awesome on that touchdown. And congratulations to BJ and Fountain End. Really, really cool to see. So
yeah, wait a minute. I'm watching this video, and I've watched it over and over again. Did you notice the 14-second mark, the referee throws a penalty flag?
I believe it was for – was it after the celebration?
It was at, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
Come on, Zebra.
I'm glad you brought that up. Kudos to the opposing coach, and I believe it was Southside, for declining that penalty.
Yeah.
Because he did.
Yeah.
It would be enforced on the kickoff. But again, I had a coach, one of their assistant coaches this morning, text me about it. We were talking about it. And let me pull up the text. He said it was an awesome moment for an awesome young man, and kudos to Southside for declining the personal foul flags. Really cool situation. So, Diesel, to your point, they threw a flag for the penalty, right? Officials, you know, I don't know what they knew, what they didn't know, but they throw the flag, and then how about Southside? Kudos to them saying, no, we're declining the penalty. Just an awesome moment for BJ Filson and Fountain End.
Great moment. Congratulations to him, to his team, to his family. Well-deserved.
Yeah,
well-deserved. When we come back, Cole, let's do a good old-fashioned audio blitz and get ourselves set up to talk to Clay Hendricks, the head coach of the Furman Paladins, at 6:20. But next, we're going to hear from Dave Canales, from Caleb Williams, a couple clips from Jackson Dart, and Ben Roethlisberger, a little salty on something Aaron Rodgers is getting in his tenure there in Pittsburgh that he didn't get. We'll play that next.
Oh.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.